B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
I'm going to play you a clip of... You know, like if somebody's panics to defend themselves, they get busted doing something. So this girl was, she was hired to be a dog sitter, kind of like what Melissa does. You know, Melissa that has like a side job
with the cats.
Yeah. Now, Melissa, when you go,
here we go to
cat sit these cats. Melissa has a side job where she goes to people's houses when they're
on
not
the weekends
home.
When they're on vacation, and I'll feed their cats. Yeah,
feeds their cats and plays with them and stuff like that. Now, when you do that, is that all you do?
Like, I mean,
like, how comfortable do you get in the house?
Do you eat some snacks?
Oh, God, no, no.
Do you use their bathroom?
If I try not to, because I'm just weird about that. But if I really have to go, like, I wouldn't go number two.
Right.
If I really had to go pee, I would use the bathroom. But I try to avoid that.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. If it's really hot outside, would you get undressed in their house while you're feeding and playing with their cats?
No, I barely get naked in my own house.
Well, you're not like this girl, because apparently this girl got completely naked in the house, and then she had a couple of friends come over too.
What?
She basically had her boyfriend come over for them to have sex and all that stuff. But anyway, she actually went on the news to defend herself for getting naked.
Hey, wait, how did they know this? Was it?
They had a camera.
Oh, okay. You missed that part. Okay.
Yeah, they had a camera set up.
Okay.
And here's her defending herself.
She believes that you were having sex in both of the bedrooms.
It's okay that she believes that that's not what was going on.
Casey's father and mother also visited. Even though the WAG guidelines say it's walkers and sitters, should not allow any third parties into the home of the pet parent. And several times, the camera caught Casey naked on the couch that Rosie Brown had saved for 6 months to buy.
It got hot, and as I said, I don't like wearing clothes.
It was hot outside, so she
don't like wearing clothes.
And she happened to be naked when her boyfriend came to visit. And the weird thing is that her parents came to visit, too. That's just like, that honestly is what weirds me out more than the boyfriend visiting and her getting naked. Because the other two things make sense. I've always said sex is way more exciting when you're doing it somewhere where it's like considered naughty. And having sex at a client's house with your boyfriend when there's a camera there.
But if you're the client, do you really want somebody else's like juices all over your stuff?
Yeah, no, but that's why if ever I have a babysitter or something like that over my house, I always say to them, hey, listen, I got cameras here. If you're going to be inviting your boyfriend over here, you think twice.
That's the thing is when you do these jobs, you have to always assume that there's cameras there. I am always on my best behavior because I just think to myself, there's someone watching me right now. And I don't, you know what I mean? I don't even want to walk weird. I don't want anyone thinking that I'm trying to like steal something or whatever. Like, never mind taking my clothes off to have sex on a couch.
See, I am... I'm a hypocrite, whatever. Because here's my thing. Like, I wouldn't want anybody doing it in my house, but I could care less. If you install a camera in here, install a camera in the bathroom, install a camera in my house, forget about 96.9. I'm 100% certain that you will never catch me doing something on camera that I can't defend. Will it be a little embarrassing, some of the things I do? I'm sure. You might catch me scratching my ass. You might catch me picking my nose. You might catch me digging in my crotch. You might catch me... whatever, you might name it. But I could defend all that because I'll be like, hey, listen, oh, you're telling me you've never done that? Never done anything like that?
That's different than getting your bodily fluids on somebody's couch.
I can defend that.
Watching you scratch your balls.
I'd be pissed.
Okay. Wash your hands.
I can defend that way more. I'll be like, yes, I invited my boyfriend over. And you know what? When I answered the door, I was naked. He started ravaging me, and we did it on your couch because we didn't want to do it on your floor because you have a dog. And I don't want to have sex on your... Yeah, I can defend it, Pebbles.
You know that sounds horrible, though.
I didn't say my defense was going to be a good defense.
Exactly. It sounds better than saying I was hot and I don't like to wear clothes.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.